Welcome back to the Anger Reset. In this section, we discuss anger and relationships. Anger always shows up where love matters most: marriage, family, friendships, and the church. Our goal is to consider how we can walk in the Holy Spirit through anger episodes and treat them as teachable moments. There are three anger periods that we'll look at in this session where we can increase our effectiveness at resetting our anger. The first period is before anger occurs, by developing a posture of readiness. This can be accomplished by keeping Scripture in the mind and maintaining the humility of Jesus Christ as defined in Philippians chapter 2. The second anger period occurs during anger. In this period, the anger dashboard warning light is flashing and we have the opportunity to make faith choices to give control of the wheel to the Holy Spirit by applying the anger reset. The third anger period is after anger. This is where we engage in a learning debrief. What happened? What is the Holy Spirit teaching me? What opportunities exist to repair and grow the affected relationship? With this approach, anger becomes an altar where Jesus Christ teaches us how to walk in love and dependence on the Holy Spirit. Let's consider our objectives for this session. We're going to name common anger patterns in marriage, parenting and family, friendship, and church relationships. We'll learn how anger episodes are instances of frontline spiritual warfare that provide discipleship and transformation opportunities. Then we will apply the anger reset in each setting by asking for Holy Spirit wisdom and guidance. We'll practice a brief before, during, and after approach for anger moments in each category of these relationships. Well, let's begin with the marriage relationship and consider how spouses can navigate and transform their anger episodes together. Marriage anger typically follows familiar patterns. Here are three to watch for. The first pattern is open aggression, the volcano. This pattern features an increase in volume, sharp words, and sometimes violent outbursts. The second anger pattern common to marriage is passive-aggressive anger, the cold front. Here, silence, sarcasm, and strategic delays are common expressions of anger. The third pattern in marriage is people-pleasing, the smiling mask. In this pattern, a spouse may have a yes on their lips, but there is a no in the heart. Let's consider what a before, during, and after anger plan might look like in a marriage relationship. When I refer to the before anger stage, I'm talking about things we can practice or put in place to prepare for anger episodes. In a marriage, a before anger practice could be praying together and spending time in God's Word together on a regular basis. It might be to agree on a pause phrase, something that can be said when the anger dash light flashes. The pause phrase brings a temporary but immediate pause to any conversation in which it is uttered. It might be a phrase like, "Time out, we need to finish this conversation later." You might also keep a shared verse in view, where it can be seen regularly. Something like Proverbs 15:1, "A soft answer turns away wrath," planting seeds for future fruit. The during anger stage is when the anger dashboard light is flashing and the spiritual warfare is active. And this is where the anger reset comes in. We recognize the cues. My pulse is up. This is a dashboard light, not just the light, not the driver. Engage the Spirit. Take those thoughts captive. "Lord, I give my thoughts to you. Grant me grace to control my tongue." Settle the body. Take some deep breaths. Keep your voice under the level you want your spouse to use. Energize the soul. Renew your mind. Remember who you are in Christ. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. And treat your spouse with grace. "I'm angry and I want to understand. Can we slow down and try that again?" Then there's the after anger stage. This is a time for learning and repair. You can ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Ask Him questions like, what did I fear or crave in that moment? Was it respect, control, or being right? And what fruit were you ready to display through me? Gentleness, patience, kindness, love? What repair is needed? An apology? Restitution? A boundary that needs to be clarified? In the after anger stage, use repair words that build trust. Words like, I was wrong. Will you forgive me? Here's one change I'll make the next time that happens. Return the focus to your marriage mission. How can we serve one another in this? In marriage, anger is a classroom, not a courtroom. Let the Holy Spirit be the professor. Well, let's move on to anger in parenting and families. Discipline without demeaning. Some common patterns in parental anger include fatigue, fear, and unspoken expectations. For children, there is the risk of displaced anger towards siblings or parents. And family systems can have their own anger culture that spreads across generations. Before anger opportunities include establishing family reset cues. For example, the family agrees that when someone gets angry and someone touches the counter, everyone touches the counter for 30 seconds before continuing. Parents can pray together for their parental responsibilities. Father, grant us the grace to shepherd these young hearts and not just manage appearances. Those are things you can do in the before anger stage. In the during anger stage, of course, we apply the anger reset. We recognize the cues and notice that tense jaw or clenched fist. We engage the spirit and take the thoughts captive. Lord, I give my angry thoughts to you. We settle our body. We lower our voice. We get to eye level with the children. Speak firmly if necessary, but not harshly. We energize the soul by renewing our mind, recalling Ephesians 6:4, do not provoke your children to anger. We treat the family with grace. We discipline with dignity. We name the behavior. We give a clear consequence, and we affirm belonging. We might say, that was wrong. Here's the consequence, and you are deeply loved. The after anger stage in family conflicts provides opportunities to model confession and forgiveness. This helps children learn how to repent. A parent might say, when I corrected you, my tone was wrong. I was out of line. Will you forgive me? Invite them to confess things they wish they had said or done differently. You might even add a repair ritual. 2 minutes of reconnection, maybe a hug, a prayer, and a brief time playing together. Children learn anger from us, but they can also learn spirit-led resets. Well, let's move on to anger in friendships. Friendship anger is a special type of anger episode. Common triggers include unmet expectations, slow responses, social media misreads. In Proverbs 27:6 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Healthy friendships allow space for honest confrontation. Anger handled in grace can deepen trust, but ignored anger erodes it. Friendships can use the before anger stage to establish a friendship rule, where the friends agree to address issues within a certain designated number of hours or let them go. You can also pray and ask the Lord to be the friend to others that He is to us. Holy Spirit, make me quick to believe the best and be brave enough to ask. Like other relationships, the during anger stage allows for application of the anger reset. Recognize the cues. You catch yourself writing a story in your mind about your friend's motives. You catch yourself ruminating. Then engage the Spirit. Take those thoughts captive and pray, Father, help me choose curiosity and care over accusation. settle the body. Don't text while emotions are hot. Energize the soul by renewing your mind with God's Word. Rehearse 1 Corinthians 13 where it says, love is not easily angered. And then treat your friend with grace. You might say something like, I value our friendship, so I want to name this. When blank happened, I felt blank. I would like to know how you saw it. The after anger stage in friendships provides opportunities to practice reconciliation skills. You might practice a two-sentence repair, something like, I'm sorry for assuming your motives. I want to keep short accounts with you. Healthy friendships can absorb many sparks when honesty is combined with grace. Finally, let's consider anger in ministry and church relationships. The reality is, churches are families, and families argue. Psalm 133:1 tells us how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. In Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul tells the church to maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace. Through spiritual warfare, the enemy seeks a foothold in the body of Christ through lingering anger. In ministry teams, anger should be processed quickly with grace. Unity doesn't mean we always agree. It means disagreeing in ways that honor Christ. For church and ministry teams, the before anger stage provides significant opportunities to agree as a team to apply the Matthew 18 path to peace. They might agree that we will address conflict privately first and restore one another gently. They might pray pre-meeting, asking the Holy Spirit to shepherd their tone and timing in conversation during their meeting. In the during anger stage, the team can apply the anger reset. Recognize the cues. During the meeting, if I feel like my agenda feels like the ultimate priority, that is a pretty good signal that I need to surrender it. Catch those cues. Then engage the Spirit and take thoughts captive. Lord, be Lord of this meeting. Settle the body. Use I statements. Keep content and tone aligned with grace. Energize the soul. Renew the mind. Return to your mission. Why are we here? Consider every good thing we have in Christ Jesus. And then treat one another with grace. Speak the truth in love. Feel free to say, I disagree, and here's why. But I'm for you and for our mission. Can we brainstorm two paths that honor both concerns? The after anger stage is essential to pursuing peace when anger lingers. Ask the Holy Spirit, what did this anger expose about our team? Is there fear? Is there pride? Control? Continuing grief? What fruit is Jesus growing in us? Patience? Gentleness? Kindness? Self-control? What repair is your love inviting, Father? Confession? Restitution? A clarified boundary? And then end with gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us in the moment. The Holy Spirit turns the heat of anger for the glory of Jesus Christ when we bring it to Him. Let Him lead us in the pursuit of peace. Unity isn't the absence of conflict. It's the presence of Spirit-led repair in relationships. Anger in relationships is inevitable. With the Holy Spirit, it is also transformational. When we treat every flash of anger as an opportunity to be led and taught, before, during, and after the moment, anger becomes not a master, but a mentor. May the Holy Spirit turn your relationship conflicts into classrooms of Jesus' love. God bless you. We'll see you next time.